I'm 26 and live in a townhome in the far suburbs of a small city. I work closing shifts, usually getting out at 10 or 11 p.m., and spend most of my time at home staying up late and gaming all night with my buddies. It was sort of the same thing over and over every day. But a couple months ago, I was having a pretty stressful week at work, and wasn't in the mood to really hang out with my buddies that night, or even hop online with them. But I also couldn't sleep. I stayed up until 2 a.m. being bored and watching YouTube, before deciding to take a break and go for a walk. I didn't go for many walks, although every time I did, I always found it to be calming and enjoyable, so I don't know why I didn't go more often. Especially at night when nobody else was out, it felt like I had the whole town to myself, which in this context sounds a bit eerie, but I liked it. Or at least I used to. I grabbed a hoodie and locked up my place, then started walking. I had no plans of how long or far I'd go, but I started out by going the way I typically went, which left the townhomes area and went into the neighborhood with regular houses. None of us living out here had it great though, so all the houses were older and not so special, and mostly crowded together. Still better than walking around the townhomes though. As I walked, it felt like the whole town was asleep. Every house was dark and quiet, and there weren't any sounds at all. For the first little while, I found it very peaceful, just what I needed to de-stress. But as I continued walking down the street, I realized I hadn't ever turned. Like I'd just been walking straight the whole time, which brought me even further to the outskirts. And the street very abruptly turned into a thinner road, leading to much more spread out houses in a very wooded area. Since none of their houses had lights on, except for the occasional porch light, I couldn't even really see them, as they were so well hidden in the trees, past the dim lights above the road. It was a much different vibe than where I was just walking, but I was interested enough to keep going. I got maybe half a mile in, when suddenly I heard a scream. It was a male voice, and it wasn't a scream like they were calling for help. It sounded more like a scream to get someone's attention. It was hard to say for sure though, and with no other noises, their voice echoed through the whole forest, almost sounding like it was coming from all directions. I stopped after hearing it, and didn't see anything. After 30 seconds of waiting, I continued walking. Didn't know what that was, but I knew I'd never be able to figure it out, so I just didn't bother even trying to. Even aside from the scream I heard, the street I was walking down gave me a slightly uneasy feeling the further I went down it. The streetlights felt like they got dimmer and further apart, and the houses that I could see looked a lot older and more deteriorated. They looked neglected and honestly not even lived in. Even the road was getting more disheveled, like no one ever used it anymore. I knew this side of town wasn't in the best shape financially. I mean, even I was broke, like everyone else, but I didn't know this section existed. The more I looked at all of it, the more I started to think it really was a fully abandoned neighborhood, which made me really uncomfortable walking around there in the middle of the night. And then I heard that scream again. It was almost the same as the last one, but it sounded closer, and I was almost sure it was from behind me. I stopped and turned around. The street lights barely lighting up the road I just came from, and the lack of any other sounds, made me really unsettled. Every little movement in the dark would make me think it was someone out there. I knew in the moment I was getting paranoid, and I should just leave. I didn't know how far the road continued, or where it led to, or if it even looped back to my neighborhood, so I knew it would be best just to go back the way I came from. The only problem was whatever the screaming was that I kept hearing. Still, I turned back. My eyes stayed locked on the road as I walked quickly, trying to get out of the wooded area as fast as possible. I made it a couple minutes down before I suddenly heard the scream again, but it was behind me, just where I came from. Whoever it was, I must have walked past them, which means they must have been hiding in the woods. When I turned and looked, I saw a man on the road. He was wearing all black or dark clothes and was walking toward me. I only looked for a second before turning and continuing to hurry down the road. Something about all this wasn't adding up, and if I just stood there and looked at him for too long, I had a feeling something really bad could end up happening. I turned to look several times after that, and despite seeing him walking toward me before, every other time I looked, he wasn't there. Begged the question of where the hell did he go? Maybe he saw me and turned around himself, not wanting to look like he was following me. I thought it'd make sense considering the sort of creepy area we were in. Whatever was going on, I didn't care to stay and find out. I moved quickly, finally making it out of that strange area and back to where all the homes were. It wasn't all that comforting, though, still feeling the eerie sense of being alone. Or maybe it was the feeling that I wasn't alone. I eventually made it back to my townhouse. I don't know if that walk was the stress reliever I was hoping for, but I was just glad to be away from that creepy area and whoever was screaming out there. I went to the kitchen and got some water and a snack, then sat at the table for a minute to catch my breath. And that's when I heard a shuffling sound outside the front door, and then a sudden heavy knock. I instantly got up from the table and as quietly as possible walked up to the front door. I first put my ear against it to listen, then I looked out. I didn't have my porch light on, so it was basically pitch black, and all I could see was a dark figure standing there. After a few seconds, I thought I could make out that they were for sure wearing dark clothing, and so I was nearly positive it was the same guy I saw for a moment during my walk. He'd followed me home. I got my phone out and backed away as I called 911, trying not to speak too loud. Honestly, I wanted the guy to stay out there long enough for the cops to make it, and that way hopefully I'd get some answers. Because now, I was really starting to question the screams that I'd been hearing out in the woods. The man outside the door knocked 5 or 6 times while I was on the phone, before it went quiet, and eventually I went back to the door and looked, and he was gone. When the officers showed up, they asked questions and stuff, but nothing came of it. I mentioned the screams, and although they thought it was strange, they didn't dig any deeper into it. I don't think I slept at all that night, and while that was mostly the end of everything eventful, over the course of the next month, I kept waking up to knocks at the front door. Loud, disturbing knocks. But by the time I could get down there and look, nobody was ever there. It's been a while since his last visit, but I still feel a bit paranoid. I don't know what was going on in that wooded area, who was screaming, or what the man wanted. All I can say is I know in my gut that I was close to being part of something really awful that night. A couple years ago, I was working as a Lyft driver. Uber as well, but in my town, Lyft was more popular, so that's what I stuck with. Anyway, because of the freedom of the job, I never managed to get myself to follow a schedule. At the time, I was in my mid-20s, and sometimes stayed up late hanging out with friends, or doing whatever. So it would cause me to stay up late on the days I'd choose to work, and do long shifts overnight. This night started just the same as any other. I started around 11-ish and did a couple of drop-offs before getting another pickup to do. Now, working these late shifts, I couldn't be picky at all with who or what requests I accept. I was usually one of the only drivers working that late, and there were also usually barely any people needing rides. If I were to miss out or not accept a single ride, it would cost me. So I was kind of on autopilot. Every time a request would come through, I'd instantly accept it and start heading there, and only then would I look a bit more into it, like how far they were or where I was dropping them off at. It never made any difference, because 99% of the time, it was just to pick up someone from a party, a bar, or an office after working past the train hours. So when this request came in, I did the same as always, accepting it and heading on route to their pickup location. It wasn't until I'd say about 10 minutes into the drive that I realized it was taking me in a different direction than usual. Not toward the main town square, with all the stores and offices and whatever. So I checked where exactly I was going, and the location was a little unusual. Of course, I was driving, so I couldn't look too into it. But from a few quick glances at the map, it didn't really look like anything was out there. I thought it was definitely strange, but I wasn't going to cancel or anything. I arrived there 15 minutes later. I think it was about 1 or 2 a.m. by this point in my shift, and the place was just what it looked like on the map, just a very isolated location with literally nothing. No houses, side roads, trails, or paths. I was thinking maybe the guy's car had broken down or something, but even then, I didn't see anything or anyone. I pulled off the side of the road and notified the customer, then waited a while. I never got a response or saw anyone outside, and with a bad feeling starting to build up in me, I decided to cancel it and drive away. Definitely sucked wasting my time like that, but it is what it is, just part of the job sometimes. I began driving back toward the center of town, because I knew that's where I'd most likely get more pickups from. But just 5 minutes after starting to drive back, I got another order. It was from almost the exact same place I was just at, but maybe a mile further down the road. Despite this seeming really suspicious, it actually wasn't at all to me. This happened every once in a while, where the location was just off or there was a mistake, and so after I'd decline it, the customer would reorder it right away. And usually the location would fix itself and everything would go smoothly the second time around. I didn't know why the customer didn't just reply to my messages, but whatever. I accepted it, actually glad this whole drive wasn't going to be a waste of time now, and turned around to go back. I passed the previous spot and went a mile further. Again, the whole road was empty and had nothing but sparse forested land on either side. However, this time, when I got to the new location, there was a man standing there on the side of the road. He wore regular jeans and a gray hoodie, and had a backpack or duffel bag slung on his shoulders. As I parked in front of him, I looked behind him and saw nothing that he could have come from. No houses or anything. I wasn't sure how he could have gotten here, or what he was doing out here. He opened the door and got in. The drop-off spot he had marked on the map was only 5 minutes down the road. I hoped it was at somewhere that made more sense, but from the look of things, it was in just as barren a place as I picked him up from. As I drove, the man stayed quiet in the back seat, but he was looking at me a lot. Every time I'd glance in the mirror, his eyes were already on me. I felt an unsettling tension, and with how odd the situation already was beforehand, I started to overthink everything. Like, why were we out here, where he came from, and what he had in the duffel bag. All things I normally wouldn't care about, or even bother to think about. A few minutes later, I got to the drop-off spot that was marked on the map. It was nearly identical to the place I picked him up at. Nothing was around there at all. The silence after pulling up, both of outside and my passenger, had just started to give me a really horrible sense. And before I could say anything, the man told me to get out of the car. I looked back at him in fear to confirm what he just said, finding he already had a gun pointed right at me and an uncanny, dead look in his eyes as he pointed at the door and repeated himself. I had no choice. I got out, and he followed, going up behind me and telling me to walk. He stayed several feet back, far enough to keep me from trying anything, and he led me off the road and into the forest. I tried to say whatever I could. I mean, I was truly terrified and fearing for my life. The man stayed quiet, though, not responding or showing any bit of remorse for what he was doing. We walked deeper and deeper in. It started to get more dense with trees and a lot darker. Time didn't feel like it moved at a regular pace during this whole thing, but I think we walked for 10 full minutes, just going straight into the depths of this forest. But he suddenly said to stop. I stopped in place and could feel my time coming to a close. I was moments away from never being seen again, and my adrenaline flooded my body and just decided to take a chance and bolt deeper into the trees. He yelled stop again, but I just kept running. I used the darkness to my advantage, knowing that because he dragged me so deep into the woods, once I was farther away, he'd have trouble seeing me. I knew he was chasing, though, because his voice followed behind me, not fading out. And then, suddenly, there was a gunshot. It rang through the whole forest, and the silence following it was deafening. That was it. He wasn't chasing me anymore. I think he must have fired it out of rage, or just to scare me, knowing I'd already escaped. From that point forward, I just walked in whatever direction. My phone, of course, was still in the car, so I was on my own. After a while, I found a small road with a few houses on it, and was able to get some guy to answer and help me. My car and everything in it was gone by the time officers were searching the area. Although, I don't think this was just a simple robbery. In fact, I'm not even sure that's what he initially planned to do. Unfortunately, though, they never found any traces to lead them to him. Even the account he used on the app ended up being a dead end. I worked as a driver for another few months, but during that time, I got a couple more pickup requests near that spot that all this went down at. And every time I called the police, only for them to show up and find nobody there. Eventually, I realized I was so schizo and paranoid about it that I just found a different gig. It was a rainy weekend here where I live, and I was inside all day. I kinda liked it when it rained. Made me feel better about staying in and not being as productive on my days off. The rain being the excuse for not going out and getting any errands done. I think this was on a Sunday. I was very tired for some reason. Maybe didn't sleep super well last night. But regardless, it meant I stayed on the couch all day. And when it came time for dinner, I wasn't really in the mood to cook a meal for myself. I decided, after being cooped up all day, to head out for a drive and pick up something quick from a drive-thru. It was around 10 p.m. and the rain was pretty harsh. Not many people were out in the roads. I was out for 20 minutes, just getting food to go and driving right back home. As I drove back up to my house, though, I noticed it really stood out. With all the fog and rain, and with every other house on the street having their lights off, It made the single light shining from my upstairs bedroom window in my house really stand out. I thought it was odd because I always turned off all the lights before leaving. In fact, I hadn't even been upstairs all day. But because I was tired and more focused on pulling in and being careful with the rain, I didn't look at it too much. I sort of glazed over it, not realizing truly how strange it was until I was already in the driveway and had no view of it anymore. I headed inside and turned on the downstairs lights, then dropped my food off in the living room and felt sluggish as I made my way upstairs to turn off the lights. I went up the steps to the upper hallway, and immediately my eyes opened up a bit wider and I sort of woke up. Not only was the bedroom light not on, but none of the upstairs lights were on. All the doors were open, so I could clearly see everything was off. After pausing for a second, I walked into the room and looked around. I don't even know what I was looking for. I was kind of just lost, questioning everything. I walked up to the window and looked out at the rainy weather and the dark neighborhood. Maybe my headlights had reflected onto the glass somehow, making it look like there was a light on. I was really regretting and punching myself for not having given it a better look as I was pulling in. Even just a moment of a more direct look at the window would have made me way more confident in what I actually saw, but now I had no clue. I didn't know how it could be possible that the light was actually on, and then in the 30 seconds it took for me to park and head upstairs, it turned off on its own. It had to be a reflection or something. I rubbed my eyes and just tried to get myself out of this tired headspace. I went back downstairs and sat on the couch with my food, opening it up and eating while watching my show. I have to say though, I must have completely let it go over my head, because after just 5 minutes, I wasn't even thinking about it anymore. Thought it was just a weird occurrence and moved past it pretty quickly. I ate and kind of passed out while watching TV. I kept waking up though, like I'd doze off for a couple minutes, then wake up, and oddly, every time I woke up, it was with a really unsettling feeling. The kind where it felt like eyes were on me, like someone was watching me. Kept having to look around the room and over my shoulders. After a few times, it got so bad that I got up and turned on the lights in the room, as before, it was fairly dark with just the TV lighting up the room. However, this didn't help all that much, because the next time I woke up and got that feeling and looked over my shoulders, my eyes were drawn toward the corner of the room. It was the part that led to the hallway where the stairs were, and none of the light from the living room bled into that area of the house. So it stuck out as this dark, shadowy corner. It was really creepy and had me still feeling like someone was watching me. So I got up again and turned on the hallway lights. And while I was up, I just decided to get ready for bed. I turned the TV off and cleaned up the food, then started to head upstairs. And I swear, the moment I got to the bottom of the stairwell, a light turned off. I didn't even realize it was on until it suddenly got darker. But it was unmistakably a light from the upstairs room. I felt that sinking gut feeling, but for some reason, I continued walking up. My mind was racing about how this was possible, and honestly just not believing it. I got to the top and peered into the now dark room. The eerie sounds of rain ticking against the roof and the moonlight beaming into the window made it incredibly uncomfortable. And that feeling still lingered, that someone was still watching me. I felt a chill as I took a couple steps in and shakily called out,
"Hello?"
I took a few more steps and then flicked the light back on. I looked back, seeing the light falling into the hallway at the top of the stairs, and knowing this was exactly what I saw. There was no mistaking it this time. Just as the whole thing came together in my head, something moved in the corner of my view. It was the bedroom closet door. It cracked open slightly, and through the gap, an eye was looking back at me. We made eye contact for a split second, before they knew they'd been caught and shoved the door open and stepped out. The guy didn't attack me or run at me, though. He was walking up to me, trying to explain himself and keep me from running. His smile was disturbing and creepy, and he looked deranged and unkempt, but the way he approached was almost like he knew me somehow. Before he got too close, I ran back downstairs and straight out of the house. Thankfully, I still had my phone on me, so I called the police right away. However, as I was standing out in the rain, waiting for them to get there, I saw the man run out of the front door and disappear down the road. When police made it, they did a short investigation and found the back door broken. The handle and the lock looked completely bashed and shattered, but I just never noticed it because I never used the back door. And when I saw him in the room, he didn't look dripping wet, so he had definitely been inside my house all night while I was downstairs. I couldn't find anything missing, so why he broke in or what he was doing hiding in my room, I just don't know. The light also really throws me off because there had to be a reason he kept turning it on. Haven't felt safe since then, knowing he's still out there and is capable of randomly breaking into my home and hiding. Hopefully nothing does, but if anything else happens, I'll update you.